Clothed with the Lord Jesus, a compilation.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. In Romans 13:14, the Apostle Paul instructs believers to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The phrase "put on Christ" means to figuratively clothe oneself with the Lord Jesus Christ to reveal the glory of God to the world. The expression "put on Christ" occurs again in Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. As in Romans 13, putting on Christ here speaks of having clothed oneself with the new nature. Believers are taught to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We put on Christ when our old ways are nailed to the cross and we wear the grace and forgiveness of Jesus as a glorious garment for all the world to see. Putting on Christ means letting the Lord be our armor, embracing Him over and over, and daily trusting Him in faith, thankfulness, and obedience. Putting on Christ means abiding in Jesus and living to please Him. John Wesley described it as a strong and beautiful expression for the most intimate union with Him and being clothed with all the graces which were in Him. We are clothed in Christ when we become so closely united with Jesus that others see Him and not us. GotQuestions.org. On the topic of letting others see Jesus in you, there is a true story about a Christian and an atheist who were walking down the street together discussing God. The atheist was ridiculing God and said, "If there were a God, there would be some proof. There should be a difference between us that people could see. If you really have God and I haven't, that beggar there, for example, should know just by looking at us. Let's see who he asks alms of." And as they walked by, the beggar leaned clear across the atheist who was walking closest to him and stretched out his hand to the other man and said, "O man, with God in your face, please give." People need to see Jesus in us. We need to let the light and love of His Spirit shine through. The way to do that is to stay close to Him, constantly loving Him and thanking Him for all His goodness to us. David Brant Berg. In seminary years ago, we students were given some practical advice. You'll be physically close to people, so make sure you look good and smell good. I laughed, but never forgot those words. After telling us what we are to put off, Paul tells us what to put on. He reminds us we are God's chosen, holy, and dearly beloved ones. As such, we must spiritually dress up in qualities that will not only influence our human relationships, but also will model Jesus. Christ followers in the ancient world often were set apart by their compassion. Today, your random act of kindness may speak volumes. How our world needs humility to counter self-love, gentleness to show strength under control, and patience to endure trouble. Until we are in heaven, we will struggle to wear these garments well. Praise God that though we cannot be perfectly compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, or patient, Jesus is, and his robe of righteousness is freely given to us. Because of him, we'll look good in our garments of his grace. HavenToday.org. I have a new coat. It was designed by God and given to me by Jesus Christ. All I had to do to receive this coat was to believe in God's only Son. I find it fits me perfectly unless I allow myself to become puffed up with foolish pride. Then it's too tight. If I walk with my head high, trying to be above those about, then it is too short. But if I walk humbly as I should before God, it fits me just right. How is the coat made? The shoulders are wide and roomy, so that I can help my fellow man carry his burdens. The collar is made of God's mercy. Yes, the mercy of God's promises. First, that I may become his child, and second, that I will one day dwell with him in that home prepared for his saints. The cuffs are narrow so that there is no room to tuck away grievance and hard feelings toward my neighbors. The pockets are oversized. One is for the love of God, the other is to hold my love for my fellow man and all humanity. There are three buttons on my coat, which stands for faith, hope, and charity. I check on them often so that none becomes loose or lost. The lining is made of God's forgiveness, which I need so often that I want it next to me at all times. The belt is made of God's love, which encircles me every day. The material is thick enough to protect me when the storms of life come my way, but not too thick that I will not be able to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit who guides me. There are many threads in my new coat, but not one thread of doubt that God's promises are true. Do you wonder about the color of my coat? Why, it's the color of Jesus' eyes that must sparkle when a lost soul accepts him. I will need my coat all through life. When I travel through the valley of death and when I view the future, I will always wear my new coat. Author unknown. God is holding out the garments of peace, love, mercy, grace, favor, and blessing, opening them up so we may step into all he has for us. He desires that we reflect his beauty and that we wear the righteousness embodied in himself. Our Heavenly Father asks only that we accept the sacrifice he made to make his garments available, the Lamb offered on the cross, his perfect and spotless Son, Jesus. Prayer. Lord, I desire your garments to become my wardrobe. I desire to step into all you promise through your Son. Thank you for the sacrifice you made on my behalf. I lay my regrets, fears, and sin at your feet. Wash me from the stains of this world and clothe me anew in your robes of life and love. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Kayleen Yoder.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.